The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello, and welcome to your Tuesday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, March 21st.
Yes, I'm definitely told about the left tackle position, but I feel like I'm definitely able, athletic enough to make the switch over, and very, very versatile, so I feel like I can go out and make the switch pretty seamless. But, you know, at the end of the day, if they need me to switch over and play other positions, I'm open to doing that. I'm just here to try to help this team win championships.
Late last week, we heard from the Chiefs' biggest free agent acquisition so far in tackle Juwan Taylor, who you just heard discussing his confidence in moving to the left tackle side, if that's what the Chiefs need from him, and versatile defensive lineman Charles Omenihu, who comes over from the San Francisco 49ers. While those are the biggest moves Kansas City has made so far this offseason, there's been plenty of rumor about their interest in veteran wide receivers like Odell Beckham and DeAndre Hopkins. While nothing has happened yet on that front, there could be something on the way very soon, whether it's the Chiefs or another wide receiver needy team in the league. Beckham, of course, is a free agent who did not play last year after tearing his ACL in the Super Bowl with the Rams. Hopkins is still currently under contract with the Cardinals, though it's been reported that it's unlikely he stays in Arizona as that team looks to rebuild and D-Hop is supposedly willing to take a pay cut. Kansas City still has some big positions of need at offensive tackle, edge, and wide receiver. With 10 picks in the upcoming NFL draft, they've got ammunition to try to make a move there or possibly shift some picks in a veteran trade. They also freed up cap space by converting some of Patrick Mahomes' roster bonus into a signing bonus, though most of that money was spent making other value veteran acquisitions.
I think the versatility is just something that is a known thing. So that was something that was brought up, but not something that we just really just talked too much in depth about. It's just something I think, looking at me as a player, a profile that I can rush inside, I can rush outside, I can rush over the center, whatever you need me to do, I can. Showing that I can do it throughout my career. What I think I bring to the table is a guy that can do that. I think I'm a guy that can play around on first and second down and play over tight ends and be in a nine and then a five. And then I think I can rush on the edge if you need me to, depending on however we want to do it in the rushing side. So I think that versatility is what I bring to the table. A guy that's going to play hard, very much a guy that's going to stuff the run, because I know when you play the run well, you're going to have some fun rushing the quarterback. So,
the versatility of new Chiefs edge rusher Charles Omenihu played a big role in the Chiefs' free agent signing. It's been an important wrinkle in the Steve Spagnuolo defense, especially over the last couple of seasons, to have guys who can play inside and outside. We've seen Chris Jones get more snaps on the outside to some success, and rotational players like Mike Dana or even Carlos Dunlap last season, who could move inside if asked and try to create some havoc on opposing quarterbacks. Omenihu's size and athleticism fits the Steve Spagnuolo type to a T, and we're sure there will be plenty of hype around the impact of Omenihu come Chiefs training camp. We've got a full list running on our free agent tracker at arrowheadpride.com, but in case you haven't quite been up to date on all of their moves so far this offseason, I've got a list of every move they've made so far, whether it be signing veterans or bringing back players from the 2022 roster. Most recently, the Chiefs signed safety Mike Edwards from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's going to be a strong rotational player. Linebacker Drew Tranquil comes over from the Los Angeles Angeles Chargers. He's going to be a versatile rotational linebacker for the Chiefs. They brought back guard Nick Allegretti, as well as tackle Prince Tegu-Wanogo. Re-signed quarterback Shane Bouchel might be the backup quarterback headed into next season with the retirement of Chad Henne. And then, of course, Charles Omenihu. They brought back tight end Jody Fortson, as well as defensive tackle Tershawn Wharton. The big signing in tackle Jawan Taylor, and they re-signed punter Tommy Townsend. They've also got a sizable list of players who have found new homes for the upcoming NFL season, starting with tackle Orlando Brown Jr., who signs with the Cincinnati Bengals. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster signed a decent contract with the New England Patriots. Safety Juan Thornhill heads to Cleveland to play for the Browns. Defensive tackle Colin Saunders joins the New Orleans Saints. Fullback Michael Burton joins former head coach Sean Payton with the Denver Broncos. Offensive lineman Andrew Wiley and wide receiver Marcus Kemp join Eric Bieniemy in Washington. As always, we'd expect Brett Veach to stay very busy in the coming weeks as the Chiefs continue to build out their roster for the 2023 season and try to make it back to yet another Super Bowl. We'll have everything you need to know at arrowheadpride.com and here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. As always, please be sure to rate and review. Nothing else coming up later today, barring a big Chiefs move, but the editors will be back on Wednesday afternoon with all of the news and notes. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Steven Serta. We'll catch you on the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.